This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, September 19, Dead or Alive. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 3. To the angel of the church in Sardis write, "These are the words of him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up. Strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have found your deeds unfinished in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard. Hold it fast and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief and will not know at what time I will come to you." In his letter to the church in Sardis, Jesus aims to awaken sleepy believers. Does any of this apply to our churches today? This would not be a flattering letter to any church community, especially for one that had a reputation of being alive. Churches often allow themselves to be lulled into believing that all is well when the Word of God is preached with power and skill. The sacraments are celebrated, church programs are filled with participants, and budgets are met. By all appearances, these activities speak of a church's health and vitality. But Jesus makes a bold statement to churches in this mindset. "You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead." This is a shocking revelation. Instead of just having a reputation for being alive, the church community must put into practice what they have received and heard. Obedience, receiving God's word, celebrating the sacraments, and letting these gifts of God shape how we live is what Jesus looks for. "Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice," Jesus said at the end of his Sermon on the Mount, "is like a wise man who built his house on the rock." So let's do more than merely look alive. Let's make sure we listen and obey. Pray with me. Your word is more precious than gold, Lord. Speak into our hearts and help us to obey, to put into practice what you have given us. In your name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.